It's 4:21 p.m. Philippine Standard Time. This is Omar WJ Show. Omar WJ speaking. Let's see. It's pretty cool today. Slow news day when I got to start out talking about the weather. It is, let's see. I don't know what it is. I'd say it's less than 23 degrees or 23 degrees at least, because I sweat when it's 23. So I'll let you check the weather if you're interested. I'm going to start out looking at DW.com because I like them. And surprise, surprise, it's all about Palestine, okay? And let's see what's on Google News. Like all the news usually is about Trump and the God's curses upon his name. Oh, what is this? This woman's wearing a scarlet A on her shirt. Representative Nancy Mace, Republican, South Carolina, as if she's a congresswoman, donned a red A on her shirt on Tuesday after her vote to oust former Speaker Kevin McCarthy left her feeling demonized on the Capitol, on Capitol Hill. That's over there in Washington, D.C. I'm wearing the scarlet letter after the week I just had. So that's not news either, just the spectacle. Sorry. Let's see. Don't want to talk about Tommy Tuberville, God's curses upon his name. Five schools of philosophy that died out. My goodness, I want to see about that. Faded into obscurity. Mohism, M-O-H-I-S-M. That was during the 100 Schools of Thought era. And C-Y-R-E-N-I-C-S, the city of Cyrene in Libya. The school's founder, a one-time follower of Socrates named Aristippus the Elder, hailed from there, passing his ideas on to his daughter. The school's ideas would be codified by his grandson, Aristippus the Younger. The school is a bit of a caricature of ancient Greek thought and its philosophers. They were especially skeptical. Cynicism. A philosophy known for its extremism. This is founded by Antisthenes. School's most famous teacher was Diogenes of Sinope, S-I-N-O-P-E. Diogenes was the guy who lived in a barrel. Their extreme asceticism is tied to the Cynic ethical system. Diogenes is supposed to have seen this kid drinking with, using his hands to drink water, and after that he got rid of his water bowl. The Cynics also developed the idea of cosmopolitanism, the notion that a person's loyalty is to humanity rather than to wherever they live. Okay. And transcendentalism. That was in New England, the first American school of philosophy. Two most important thinkers were Ralph Waldo Emerson and Henry David Thoreau. Maybe I'll get back to you later about this. So where am I? Oh, I'm in the Philippines. Sibugat. Okay. Got AP News. That's going to be all about Palestine, I'm sure. Quake in Afghanistan leaves rubble, funerals, and survivors. And this news, Republicans are hitting trouble trying to nominate a new speaker. Stalemated over a new House Speaker, the Republican majority is scheduled to convene behind closed doors to launch internal party voting. But lawmakers warn it could take hours, if not days, to unite behind a nominee after Kevin McCarthy's ouster. I don't really like that behind closed doors democracy. Category 4 hurricane, the 140 mile an hour winds. Hurricane Lidia is near Mexico's Puerto Vallarta resort. Made landfall. 140 miles per hour is 220 kph. It's pretty, you can't stand up in that wind. Trash cans will be flying through the air with that kind of wind. Cars will be flying through the air. Memorial honors 1911 Triangle Shirtwaist Factory fire deaths that galvanized U.S. labor movement. These women were working in a factory, and they had locked the doors, and there was a fire, and they were jumping out the windows to escape the fire. It was in, 112 years ago. I know about that. 104-year-old Chicago woman dies days after making a skydive that could put her in the record books. Dorothy Hoffner, a 104-year-old Chicago woman whose recent skydive could see her certified by Guinness World Records as the oldest person to ever jump from a plane, has died. She was found dead Monday morning by staff at the Brookdale Lakeview Senior Living Community. She died in her sleep. That's too bad. I mean, that's 104 is pretty old. At least she got to go skydiving. Representative Congressman Santos faces new charges. He stole donor IDs and made unauthorized charges to their credit cards. The Supreme Court weighs whether South Carolina targeted black voters in redistricting. So the big news is gerrymandering has been going on for a long time in the USA because the right can't get themselves elected any other way. Gerrymander, that's that's named after Elbridge Gerry, and plus salamander
from the shape of an election district created while Jerry was governor of Massachusetts. Wow, I always thought that it started over there in England. Well, let's see. I'm not going to say anything negative about the USA. So, let's see. Oh, Al Jazeera. Al Jazeera and Reuters. Okay. Al Jazeera. Here we go. That's going to be about Palestine also. Afghanistan earthquake. Hospitals under threat as Gaza power plant to run out of fuel within hours. Heard a lot from the Americans talking about Palestine. The U.S. is believed to be providing more interceptors to Israel to replenish the Iron Dome aerial defense system. 300,000 troops are now massing close to the Gaza Strip for possible ground assault on Hamas. The first plane carrying American ammunition for Israel's offensive on Gaza has landed in the country, as hundreds of thousands of Israeli troops mass for a possible ground assault on the besieged enclave. Yeah, 12 miles wide and 12 miles long. A half marathon. Let's see. Oh, I want to play some music for you. So, primary mission is to entertain. Secondary is to instruct. Let's see. I don't know why the USA has got to be sending war toys over there to Israel. Palestine, I mean, excuse me. Exxon set to buy shale rival Pioneer for $60 billion in stock. Oh, we're talking about some change there. Let's see, watch my briefing. This is Reuters. If I see anything worth...
This is Reuters.
This is,
a key witness in the FTX fraud trial arrived at a New York City court on Tuesday to testify against founder Sam Bankman-Fried. Caroline Ellison was the chief executive officer of Bankman-Fried's hedge fund, Alameda Research, and at one point, his girlfriend. Ellison testified on Tuesday that the former crypto mogul directed her and others to defraud customers of his FTX exchange by taking their money without their knowledge. She portrayed Bankman-Fried as a very ambitious person who had no qualms sharing misleading financial information with lenders. She also said he became preoccupied with a rivalry with another crypto exchange, Binance, and thought he had a chance of one day becoming president of the United States. During nearly 3 hours of testimony, Ellison said the hedge fund she ran, Alameda Research, had systems set up for using FTX customer money. And she testified that Alameda took some $10 billion in FTX customer funds to repay debts and make investments. Ellison said her former boss, quote, was the one who set up these systems that allowed Alameda to take the money, and he was the one who directed us to take customer money to repay our loans. The 28-year-old's court appearance has been keenly awaited. She is one of three ex-members of Bankman-Fried's inner circle who have pleaded guilty to fraud charges on a cooperation deal with the Manhattan U.S. Attorney's Office. Prosecutors say the FTX founder plundered billions in customer funds to prop up Alameda, buy real estate, and donate more than $100 million to U.S. political campaigns. That's before FTX declared bankruptcy in November 2022 following a collapse that shocked financial markets. Bankman-Fried, whose parents also showed up at the trial, has pleaded not guilty to 7 fraud and conspiracy charges. He has argued that while he made mistakes running FTX, he never intended to steal funds. Ellison is expected to return to the witness stand on Wednesday.
Well, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. That's what they used to say back in the day. So, get this thing shut down. I'm sorry to run so long. Excuse me. Pardon me. Thanks for listening.